If you've ever spent time in Rock Springs, you may have had a hard time finding your way around its winding blocks and sudden buttes. The city's sprawl is a turnoff for some, and the historic downtown area is isolated from Interstate 80. Rock Springs is one of several communities in Wyoming trying to re-energize their downtowns through a program called Main Street. Wyoming Public Radio's Alana Elder reports Rock Springs' history as a coal town is a benefit and an obstacle to these efforts.
Yeah. Urban Renewal Agency Director Chad Banks is leading a group of Rock Springs residents through a tunnel. We're beneath the train tracks that break the downtown business district in half. This underpass doubles as an art gallery, meant to advertise local artists and lure people to explore both sides of the railroad. The railroad gave Rock Springs its start as a coal town. Local mines fueled the trains that reached the area in the 1860s. Public Services Director Amy Allen says the city's layout matches the scatter of those original mines.
The coal camps, as they were called, number one, number two, number six, number four, those were the numbers of the mines that people worked in. So they didn't have vehicles, not a lot of transportation, so they lived close to where the mine entrances were, so nothing was square or planned or straight.
That's why Rock Springs looks, to be polite, a little eclectic compared to other communities. The mine's influence on planning is so significant that Allen says some old-timers still call certain parts of town by mine numbers, like 4 and 6. And the coal business shaped the town's culture, attracting immigrants recruited by Union Pacific. The town boasts on its website and entrance sign that its population once included 56 nationalities. In other words, it's a blue-collar town that, due to the energy industry, has problems with booms and busts. Allen says the first sign of that was when the Jim Bridger power plant opened in the 1970s.
Then the White Mountain Mall was built on available land that was probably close to an interstate intersection.
Box stores and new developments filled in the space between the mall and the downtown, and I-80 distracted people from the city's historic hub. But the economic burst didn't last forever, and Allen says the city had to get better at planning for booms and busts in the decades that followed. In the 1980s, Chad Banks says they started using abandoned mine lands funds to restore old buildings downtown, like the City Hall and the Depot.
A lot of Rock Springs is undermined. There are coal shafts under almost every building down here. And so some of the money was supposed to come back to the communities that are impacted by mining, and that's how that was done.
Oh, and the downtown is in a floodplain. All of this has been a challenge to get the downtown to be the centerpiece of the community. Banks believes it's possible, and he says it's worth the trouble.
In all the conferences I go to, they always talk about your downtown as sort of your front door. This is the image of your community, and a lot of developers want to see how you're taking care of your downtown because that reflects how well your community is as a whole.
Banks oversees public art projects like the murals, lunchtime concerts, and a farmer's market, which is happening the same evening as his mural tour. These days, downtown looks alive, despite a number of empty storefronts collecting pigeon poop until Banks can find a developer willing to restore them. In front of the old bank building that's been sitting uninhabited for about 30 years, Banks tells me it's often more expensive to rehabilitate a building than to construct a new one.
Especially a building this size, you know, we're looking at about $4.2 million to restore this building. You could build something with comparable square footage for less.
A big part of Banks' job involves working with businesses. He doles out grants so they can renovate the fronts of their buildings. In past years, he gave out loans to help them pay rent, but he says recent budget cuts have stalled that program.
Well, if you get 3 ounces...
Banks worked with Heidi Harvey to find a new place for her natural medicine shop that was available when her old lease ended. Harvey says the new downtown location has helped her survive as a luxury store that opened not long before the recession.
My other location was Seek to Find. You know, there was physical therapy on one side and Rent-A-Center on the other. So overall, I do have more foot traffic.
Sam Malicote is walking with his kids by the mall. He just moved to town to work at the Trona Mine, and he says he loves the tight-knit community and access to the outdoors. But downtown didn't factor into his decision to move here.
You know, I go to the parks and stuff like that, but, you know, no more than anywhere else.
Banks is determined to make the downtown more relevant. On the mural tour, he explains plans to beautify one bare wall and the dirt lot in front of it.
We're going to clean this
spot up, do some minimal landscaping and gravel, and then put in a whole miniature putt-putt golf course that people can play for free.
Banks is hoping to make people so excited about downtown that developers will seek him out to fill those empty buildings. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Alana Elder.